there are two big reasons why hospital readmissions are bad. One, they're expensive. Two, they may indicate the hospital made mistakes when they sent people home. The hospital with the highest readmission rate in New Hampshire and which will face the highest penalty is St. Joseph in Nashua.
Well, I don't think any of us in the state can afford to lose anything.
That's Dr. Richard Bowler, president of St. Joseph. Next year, his hospital will be reimbursed for Medicare services at a lower rate, about 98.4 cents on the dollar. While Bowler suggests the penalty will hurt St. Joe's, it will account for only 0.1% of the hospital's total revenue. Whether it hurts St. Joseph's wallet or not, the federal government wants all hospitals to keep readmission rates low. These penalties are part of a broader push to stop paying doctors and hospitals for the amount of care they provide and start paying them for the quality of care. Jeremiah Brown, an assistant professor at the Dartmouth Institute, says since the feds rolled out these penalties 2 years ago, readmissions have dropped.
What we do know is that it does seem to be promoting change within hospitals.
And hospitals will soon be judged and possibly penalized based on another new measure.
Starting this year, there's now a 30-day death penalty.
You heard that right, a death penalty. If patients leaving a hospital die at a rate higher than the national average, that hospital will lose revenue from Medicare. Dr. Bowler at St. Joseph says every hospital wants to better serve its patients. And he points out even though his hospital's penalty has gone up over 3 years, St. Joseph's readmission rate has actually gone down. That's because Medicare averages a hospital's readmissions over a 3-year period.
If you were to take a snapshot today of readmissions, I think I'd come out smelling like roses.
In fact, since the penalty first came out 2 years ago, hospital readmissions are down 20% statewide. Whether this is caused by the new penalties or simply coincides with them, or both, is impossible to know. But assuming readmission rates keep dropping, that will be cheaper for hospitals in the long run and better for patients. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.